Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The DH, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Tyrone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Manny Sanguilan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Coleman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bob Sykes. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. North moves to third. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. North tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Sanguilan and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. LaFleur scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman juggles the ball. That's an error on Coleman. Kemp moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Page hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North, who is chasing the ball. LaFleur reaches third base with a triple. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Taylor now pitching. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sanguilan strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Kemp scores. Thompson moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Page. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Page throws the ball into Gross, who tags Rodriguez trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Thompson scores. Ogilvie scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 4, Tigers, 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matt Keogh now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Verizer moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a line drive towards short. Picciolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Picciolo moves to second. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ogilvie, who is chasing the ball. Scott reaches third base with a triple. Picciolo scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Page is walked intentionally. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tyrone moves to third. Ed Glenn now pitching. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Sanguilan moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tyrone tags and scores. Sanguilan tags and moves to third. Gross tags and moves to second. One out. It's 6-4, Athletics. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sanguilan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Athletics. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. North is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive towards short. Picciolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from May and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Page takes first base on ball 4. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Page moves to second. It's 8-4, Athletics. Larry Murray pinch runs for Earl Williams. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tyrone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sanguillan hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jeff Newman now catching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-6, Athletics. Bob Lacey now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. North hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Picciolo moves to second. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Page hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Page for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thompson moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thompson moves to third. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May bunts towards third. Gross juggles the ball. That's an error on Gross. Ogilvie moves to second. Doug Baer now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Ogilvie scores. May moves to second. It's Athletics, 8, Tigers, 8. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. Corcoran moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-8, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fuentes moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-8, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kemp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Scribner now playing shortstop. Steve Foucault now pitching. Willie Crawford pinch hits for Larry Murray. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a pop-up towards short. Scribner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tyrone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Tabb pinch hits for Jeff Newman. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 8. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.